Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome to another one of our Urbanite Radio stories. This is a story in this month's Urbanite, and July's issue of the Urbanite. It's called Courting Change. Since 2000, the year 2000, Orrin Webb has led a volunteer mentoring program around the Druid Hill Park basketball courts. He's in the studio now. Orrin Webb is CEO and founder of the Park Players.
Yes.
And in the studio as well is Michael Marks. Michael Marks is co-founder and director of Park Players and a basketball coach. Gentlemen, welcome. Good to have you both in the studio.
Thank you, Mark.
So this has been going on a while.
Yes, sir.
You say since 2000?
Since 2000.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about this. You were the one who went to the Navy and came back, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So tell us a story about that.
Well, it started about 1987 when I came back to Baltimore from the Navy. I was down in the Norfolk area. And when I came back prior to leaving, Baltimore basketball was the best during the summertime. You could go out, take your family out, watch good games at Cloverdale, Madison, the Dome, you know, some of the historical places.
Right.
And at Druid Hill Park was a public place. It really didn't have the superstar players, but we would just have regular guys, such as you was just telling us a story about yourself. And what I decided to do was, since we had fathers coming out bringing kids, we decided to just go ahead and put together a group where we could come out, have a safe haven. Also, you know, have some good pickup games with just regular guys, not your average superstar guys, just where we come out and have some good old, you know, hoop games. Mm-hmm. And one thing led to another, and we just decided to go ahead and make it a family-oriented type of day, a celebration where we could come out and celebrate basketball.
So how did you two hook up, Michael Marks? What was your role in this?
Well, I'm originally from North Carolina. Uh-huh. I'm a Carolina breed guy.
Where did you grow up?
Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
We're the number two golf course.
Yeah. And I don't play golf, but I know Pinehurst.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I grew up on some good values and good standards. It's crazy because one of the coaches that they had in the movie, Coach Carter, was one of a great influence for me. His name was Coach Carter.
Right.
And I ain't going to tell you how long it's been ago. In the 70s. But, yes, he inspired me to condition my body first. And he always told me, you know, Mike, you're going to be small, but as long as you're quick and take care of your body, you'll be quicker and bigger and stronger than the rest of the guys. And he used to always call me shake and bake. And when I do something wrong, he would have me doing push-ups. And he said, don't get mad. All it's going to do is give you muscles. If you work hard, you're going to get muscles. Just listen to me shake and bake. But he was a major influence to the rest of the kids and stuff around my way. And just so happened, maybe 10 years or less or something ago, they named the gymnasium at our middle school after him.
In North Carolina.
And he was very inspirational guy to me. And I took those same values to me. I moved to Baltimore in the early 80s, around 82. And but I've been going back and forth from North Carolina to Baltimore because it was just something about the basketball in Baltimore. It was a little different.
How was it different?
Okay, like in North Carolina, you had – I went to see Michael Jordan and all those guys play.
Because he was North Carolina.
Yeah, he's a North Carolina breed guy. And I used to see those guys play. And all the guys at home was the big country boys. They were 6'4 and 6'5 at 15 and 14 years old. So you had to be strong and wise a little bit with them. They was more physical. But in the city, the ball play in the city, it was more intense. The intensity, and it was more about bragging rights. And if you had another guy – if you had another guy that was tough around the area, your guy that's tough meets them, and there's always a clash. And it was just something about that intensity.
So did you find Baltimore ball more physical than the ball back home in North Carolina?
Well, yes. It was more intense.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I was one of those intense and physical guys.
Because how tall are you?
I'm probably about like 5'11", give or take.
Okay, right. Even that's small on a basketball court.
Right. So, but guess what? I can still touch the rim. Yes, you know, as a camp, I was Fila's first dreadlock model. I did an ad in 1992, which I still have. Me and Cindy Crawford was on the cover.
Uh-huh.
I did a major Fila ad for the worldwide ad. I was dunking the ball and all that stuff. And that's how I really got recognition in Baltimore, because the guys, if they didn't know you, you ain't playing here in Baltimore. You had to know somebody, you know, to really step to that challenge.
So, Arne, how did you and Michael hook up? What was this?
Well, 1987, like I said, when I came back home, I was working downtown. And walking through Lexington Street, going up to the market at lunchtime, I would always notice this guy standing in the shoe store, Kazin's shoe store.
Oh, right, Kazin's shoe store.
Yeah, Kazin's shoe store.
Did
and
you
I would
there?
Walk
yeah.
by.
Selling shoes.
I would walk by and I'd see him. And me being an open guy, friendly guy, and coming from the Navy, I knew hundreds and thousands of people. And I would see him and I would always speak to him. And as we would speak all the time, we just got together and we, you know, exchanged stories like he was just telling you. And we just kicked it off. We became good friends. And then we would start seeing each other at Druid Hill Park. And that's where our common ground. And it just grew from there. And both us had, we shared the same type of goals, raising the kids to make them, you know, better. To get them better attitudes, respect the parents, you know. So that's how we really kicked it off, and we've been going at it ever since.
So now, how did you two meet in terms of this, creating this Park Players and Druid Hill Park Players that you found in 2000 that was written about in Urbanite magazine? How'd that happen?
Okay, well, from my view is, me and Coach Webb and Coach Harriet is another female that's in our group, too. We were just, sitting down one day and say, you know what, man, since all these guys here, you know, is here every Saturday and Sunday and stuff, and we all know each other, and it's like a close-knit family. They bring their kids, we bring our kids, and say, hey, you know what, man, why don't we have like a fun day or something and just get together and just have a little tournament and just call the Park Players, and it's everybody know within each other, and we just take it and just take the uniforms and where we get for the uniforms and take care of the food. You know, it was just like coming out of our money. We didn't care about the price. It was just we didn't get nothing for it. We just felt like we needed something like that. And with the help of Comcast, the help of a lot of the other sponsors from the hospital and everybody that knew the idea that we had together and said, hey, I think it may work.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So we got to talking to some people and we was like, hey, how about it? So us three got together and said, hey, man, let's go for it. And our first one was a success. Yeah, we had some real major guys there. And, you know, with God will, man, we had where our last tournament, it rained three times. And
Mark,
guess what we did? It was beautiful. I mean, God is good because we dried the court up by hand.
With towels
and
rags
stuff. Rags, everything. And guess what? God brought the sun back. It rained again. We dried it up by hand again. God brought the sun back again. It rained again. We dried it up and finished the tournament out. And the people still were there.
Yeah, nobody left. Everybody stayed during the thunderstorm, and we had a great day. What we generally try to do is give away school supplies to the kids. It's at the end of the summer, and we know a lot of parents. You know, it's tough times out there.
Right.
So for the last couple of years, we've been able to give away free school supplies, no cost involved.
Yes.
We've had books that were donated from the Children's Hospital that we were able to give out to the community, you know, and all different type of things. Police Department has donated different items to us to give away T-shirts.
So you do this program all summer long?
All summer.
How many teams are there?
We have about 8 grown-up teams, what we call unlimited teams.
Right.
Then we have maybe about 12 or 14 kids' teams that we put together. And we have ages from, 5 years old, Mike?
Or four.
4 years old. We let them just run up and down, have a great day, up until about 16 years old.
So is this a league that you put together in the Department of Recs? Is this something you do independently?
No, what it is, it's not a league.
It's not a league.
What we do,
we
do it once a year.
It's a one-day tournament.
Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have the clinic and stuff for the kids that Saturday, but this year will be their first year to do it on a Saturday for us doing the clinical thing, checking the kid's blood pressure.
So this is
screening.
On the 25th of July this
25th
year,
25th
right?
and 26th.
And 26th.
The 26th is the basketball game.
Right.
And the 26th, 25th is the kids only for getting the screening and giving out giveaways and stuff.
It's like a family fun day,
right,
the 25th.
Right.
And the 26th, the tournament.
Well, who's playing?
Well, this year we got some surprises. We have some surprises. They said Sam Cassell may come. He may come, but his knees are really in bad shape.
Yes.
That's what we heard, his knees.
That's what happens to all of us.
We could tell you a story about Sam that was out there. Tell him that way of taking, because you won't believe me.
Well, it was right after he won the 2 championships at Houston. He was in town, and we were out the park. Park is a popular place for just regular pickup ball.
Right, right.
And Mike is very vocal when he's playing. Sam is very vocal.
I can feel that.
And we had some good games going on that day. And Sam showed up, and everybody was excited, and he came down, and he wanted to play. But it wasn't room, what we call the A-court side. It was like the really experienced players. On the A-court side, we had the B-side. So Mike happened to be on the B-side, and Sam wanted to get in the game. So he got in on the B-side. So him and Mike had a big challenge going on.
A lot of Sam Cassell.
Yes, him and Sam Cassell.
This is after Sam
won two championships.
Right.
Yeah, and him and Mike going at it, bucket for bucket. They're talking a lot of trash, you know. So everybody actually stopped and started watching the game with Mike and Sam.
Different teams.
And it was so funny. Sam come down, hit a 25-foot jump shot.
I guess
said,
he did.
You take that. Mike will go right back. Hit another 25-foot jump shot. You take that. So it all boiled down to Mike came down, hit the game winner. Hit the game-winning shot, and everybody was excited. Mike, in his usual fashion, you know, showed his muscles off. So Sam, he kind of like took it in stride, like, okay, you got me today, but I'll be back tomorrow. Sure enough, he came back the next day. When he ran down the hill, no one spoke to Sam Cassell at all. Everybody just looked at him like, okay, you're just a regular guy now out here at Druid Hill Park. And nobody asked him to play.
How did he take to that?
Well, he looked around like, nobody going to speak to me today? Or what's going on? So we found that. That's one of our stories that we like to tell, you know, all the time about, like, pro players that still come out and patronize.
So you got some coming out this year?
Okay. Yes.
We hope it's going to be surprising, they say.
So you can't tell us. It's going to be a surprise.
We don't even know ourselves.
Big surprise. We don't even
know ourselves. We don't even know ourselves. So they said just look for something special.
Yes.
Now, is talking trash during a game.
Okay. You know that, man. You know how it goes. Close your ears. Bring your earplugs.
Yes.
It was a family day, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep it family.
But what we do, this is like during the week.
Right.
The week ball, the regular run.
Right.
This is not on family day because
we're cleaning up.
We say a prayer, we get in a circle.
Right.
And we say any profanity, that's a tech. Two is you gone.
Yeah.
And thank God that we have the Baltimore City Police that happens to be there on the same day that we have the tournament. And it's good to feed them.
They're playing as well?
No. We give them food and plates, and they give us security.
They keep the peace.
And they keep the peace.
Yes.
And we have some real respect for guys. You know what's crazy? It's about 8 or 9 polices that play ball regular.
Every day
with us. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them are in the tournament. And they give us a little more security.
So when you were just thinking about how people play ball and how ball has changed in America.
Oh, you're right.
This whole idea of talking trash and kind of being in your face when you're playing ball.
Right.
I mean, because that can be an aggressive, violent thing, but it doesn't have to be.
No,
because it's like a style of play.
Right. It's more of a like of a, if somebody hold you like, I'm going to tell you my age. I'm 47 years old, and I got a young guy on me, maybe 15, 16, 17. You know, the old word, old man, you ain't got this and that. But you know how that goes. But they don't know that this old man can outrun over half of them. And in my practice in school, I outrun all my kids in my drills.
But where's that? Where's that?
At Digital Harbor High School.
So you coach there?
Yeah, well, this was my last year there.
Uh-huh.
And we coached. We built their program.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
We were 5 years.
Yes. I volunteer. I work at University of Maryland Hospital.
That's you work in the trauma.
Yes.
What do you do at Shock Trauma?
I'm the medical record supervisor
down
there.
Right.
Yes.
And Digital Harbor, I work with the special ed department, and I counsel kids, and we have like a building young man program for self-esteem kids, and, you know, same thing we do at the park. And like I said, I've been doing it for the last 20-something
years. So you teach
years.
At Digital Harbor?
Yeah, I'm in education field. Yeah.
So you say you're about to retire?
No. I'm through with basketball.
You're through with basketball?
We're kind of more focusing on what we're doing with this program. We're trying to expand it more. We're looking into more ideas, and now I got kids now that's in college, mm-hmm. which is crazy. I got two of my kids that play for Morgan. One play now. Reggie Holmes.
Reggie Holmes, right.
The one that put that thing on Merlin.
Right.
Yeah, he played JV ball for me.
That was an amazing game.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Well, on our show a few weeks back was a kid who, his father's one of my best friends, Sam Brand.
Okay.
Sam, that's my man.
That's our best friend.
Right.
I love Sam.
Is he going to be out there on the 25th?
Well, he's going to bring some of the guys there, too.
He can play.
And
he could play.
Sam.
Right.
when Sam was a freshman at Poly. My son was a senior at Poly.
Okay.
And Sam and his dad, we sit together.
So Mike, nice dad. Mike is one of my best friends.
Are you serious?
That's one of my good friends.
Too.
Man, that's a small world.
Yeah, Sam and Tate, that's our baby.
Maybe I'll have to pick up Mike, throw his wheelchair in the car, and we'll come down and watch the game.
That'll work.
Small world, man.
Really, Sam
would probably say, oh, Coach Mike and Webb, Coach Webb, goodness. Yeah, that's
all right, good.
He'd give us much love and much respect. And like I said, he did a camp maybe like a week ago.
Yeah, at Morgan State.
Yes, and it was their first one. And I sent some kids there from our school and stuff there to him. And
so what do we tell people about this? The Family Fun Day is Saturday, July 25th.
Yes.
Noon to 8 p.m.
Yes. Noon to 8 p.m.
Yes. All day affair.
All day affair. Free giveaways. Everything is free. Free food, free drinks. Just come, and we're going to have speakers there talking to kids about issues that are going on today. Right. We're really trying to target the baby kids, you know, and all the kids. And staying healthy,
getting out playing, you know,
have some fun time, not too much computer time during the summer. Get out and run around a little bit.
Get 45 minutes, an hour.
A day.
And Sunday, July 26th, 8 a.m.
Yes.
All right. 8 p.m. is the tournament.
Come on, man.
12 hours of tournament.
12 hours.
Hey.
We have female games. Man. Yes, we have all female
little
games.
Kids.
And then we have an old school game. We made Mash to come.
I'm old school.
We've got to tie that knee up or something. We've got to start soaking it down.
Okay.
He said both knees.
And then you got to help me off the court.
Yes.
You got that.
Oh, we'll do
you
that.
Got that.
Yes.
You got that.
We will definitely do that.
Well, this is great. Any number of people should call or just show up? How do they do this?
Actually, they can just show up.
They show up that day,
and we won't turn anybody away. Coach Mike will have all the kids, and it doesn't worry about your skill level.
That's
just
come
and have a great day. And we're all inclusive.
And if you got anybody that you know that probably could play, maybe old school or
we're going to have an old school celebrity game.
Have a son or whatever. We used to have an open team where we select people that, you know, that want to play. He said, hey, come on down.
My producer, Justin Levy, says he can play.
Bring him on down.
Sure.
He says he can play.
Bring him on down.
Got to bring him down, too.
That'll work, too.
This is great.
Yes.
Well, this is another one of our Urbanite Radio broadcasts, the July issue, Courting Change, talking about the Druid Hill Park Players, Oren Webb, CEO and founder, along with Michael Marks, co-founder and director of the Park Players, July 25th and 26th at Druid Hill Park. You can go to our website and find out a great deal more about how to get there. And, gentlemen, it's been an honor to meet you both.
Thank you very much.
You too, sir.
Small world, man.
Yes. Small world.
Small world.
July 25th and 26th.
Thank you very much,
Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.